Blog Talk Radio. in our final approach to satisfaction. Please bring your lips, your arms, your hips to the up to unlocked position. Until the aircraft has come to a complete stop. Thank you for flying Prince International. Remember, the next time you fly, fly the International.
All right, let's get into it, y'all. All right, guys, royalty on to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. Now, this is being recorded on a Monday because this weekend Eternal was out, and yesterday I just decided to relax, really. And there wasn't going to be too much I was going to talk about without Eternal because I like him for the balance, the elder, for the balance. Of whatnot, but there's going to be a lot of things going on, so I got to step up and do the teaching. welcome, guys. So today, I kind of started yesterday, but I was researching really live on the show. I was researching. I really don't pay the media any mind, or I don't feed this type of shit energy. So I really don't care what the fuck is going on in the world most times, because I'm so focused within. But you know, there are times where people bring to my attention about certain things. Hold on,
I want to love you.
I got to get that clip ready for you guys. But a lot of times I have to pay attention to some of the certain things that go on, such as the abortion. You know, it's a touchy topic. That and homosexuality, I pretty much don't touch those topics because homosexuality I'm very sensitive about. And a lot of people, a lot of heterosexual people don't understand and overstand the sacredness when it comes to this type of energy. You know, go back and check out our homosexuality show. It was really, really good, guys. We are now in a time and space to where we're no longer judging things for what they are, as far as a controlling agenda aspect of it. But we're starting to understand the sacred sciences of many things, which is great. But I didn't have a lot to say on this abortion topic, but Brother Sanchez, we love Brother Sanchez. Brother Sanchez, I say that's unk, because I don't know if we came from the same bloodline or if it's just that same, is it that Sagittarius Gemini? Because he's a Sag, I'm a Gem. Because I mean, I'm very blunt like that in real life. So I overstand him in love. I'm not going to even say too much. I mean, he just going to pretty much put it out there for you guys. So I'll be back periodically if you want to call in on this trendy topic, 929-477-3423. But he says it all, guys, and I'll be back to close out. It's the clip is 5 hours. Excuse me. People are like, oh, 5 hours. You know, we don't have time anymore to truly pay attention and hone in on the shit that really matters. We don't have time anymore. But you know, a 5-hour lecture changed my life one time, y'all. When I just really sat down, it took me days to get, but, you know, sometimes what we don't have time for may be, you know, the thing that changes our life, guys. So all of those excuses about, you know, time and, you know, we live in a Burger King society, instant microwave society where we want shit right now, we want results right now, we want to heal right now, you need to heal right now, you need, you know, like, honey, look, I always teach on the processes, guys. So if you're coming through any kind of healing, never allow anyone to put a time frame on when did you heal, because what people do not tell you is healing, there it takes a process of learning. We cannot expect to heal anything. Let's just say you've been living life, you've been living 30 years of lifetime of pain and torment and traumas and all of that, and the people that are around you that feel uncomfortable want you to heal this type of shit overnight. You know what I'm saying? They want, you need to let that go. You need to let that, bitch, it's been 30 motherfucking years of shit that I've been holding in, bitch, and you expect me to let it go in two? You know what I'm saying? So, So, yeah. Anyway, we're gonna let him talk back.
Enhance your mind.
Oh.
Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Check, because we got sort of a different setup here, and I need to know how y'all can hear me on this one. Y'all can hear me good right now. Drop a one. To the people on the call, let me say salute to you, Damon. Damien, my brother, welcome back. And salute to the sister, Lee Soto. So turn my mic up. How's that? I just gave you a mic boost. Is that better? All right, holding company. Let me know if that's better for y'all, guys. I just cut it up a little bit. Type in the word better if that's better, because we don't need no tech issues at all. Okay, better, perfect. They said perfect. All right, yeah, welcome again to the people already.
I
should have
got
call.
That old Dirty Bastard song. Oh, baby, I like it.
Shout out to some of these guys who've been around a minute, man. I see y'all, D'Angelo, the legend. What's my other brother, man? Hard to explain. Yeah, hey, salutes to everybody in the chat room, man. AJ Clark, where you at, brother? Salutes to you, Reggie P. Yeah, just no offense to the ladies, just shouting out some of the brothers in the house tonight that's been rocking with me for a while, man, just to let them know I see you, ATF Copperfoot. That's a sister, though. I'm sorry. I always thought ATF was a brother. I'm sorry, sis. Much love. You know you, fam. D. Allen Warren, how you doing? Taquan, King Meech. Guys, let's get right into it. Y'all don't want me wasting time, do you? Let's get right into it.
Hi.
Everybody know what's going
on. Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. Before he go in. Before he go in, y'all. Hold on. Before he go in, y'all. Y'all got to hear. Hold on.
Google Fi.
Making that argument make you look so evil and disingenuous. believers out here, look, the chances of when a woman get raped, the raper don't like to leave no evidence and semen behind. So the chances of a rapist eating up in you raw. But then again, the chances of women getting pregnant during rape is very low. Get that argument out the way. Let's talk about this other argument that's really under my motherfucking skin. This argument says that, oh, I got a screen share, y'all. I'm going to have a heart of fucking attack. Let me take a deep breath, man. Because I'm not going to lie to y'all, man. Shit, you're pitiful, bro. Look at this, yo. And you know what I want to do? I want to blow this up, man. You know what? And instead of me running my mouth, let's play the video clip. Because they can make this motherfucking argument better than me. And the argument is just fucking pathetic, yo. Now, everyone listen up. Let's do it.
Well, the Supreme Court ruling striking down Roe v. Wade could impact women of color more severely than anyone else. A Duke University study estimates that a complete abortion ban could increase black maternal deaths by 33%.
Stop right there, and I'm going to show how black women are dumb. Black women participated in the feminist movement, and it had nothing to fucking do with them. Now, drop a one if I'm right. Hey, if you want to call and I'm telling the truth about black women, go ahead and back me up, yo. Fuck that.
Okay, that's right.
Black women participated in the feminist movement, and it had nothing to do with them. And it's because they was fucking so dumbed down and ignorant that the people in power used them. The people in power got your ass riled up to go fight a battle that wasn't yours, and it ain't do nothing but hurt your family structure. Right. That's exactly what happened, bro. Ain't nobody finna play with them today, because guess what's happening? The same shit happening right now. This is a new feminist movement, and look who they going
Here's
to
the thing.
To be the...
Oh, you guys know how I do. I pause and talk. Here's the thing. What he's saying is correct, because a lot of our black women, what you guys have a mindset of, and I do not like to be about race, but sometimes we got to make it about race in order to get y'all to understand. You have European mindset, okay? You all, like the 90%, I want to say, of you have European mindsets to the point where the black men can't even talk to you. You bitches are entitled. You bitches are egotistical beyond repair. I pretty much say you hoes got to die out. And again, I'm not talking to the real woman, the woman who is authentic, the woman who is balanced. You know that the shit is out of order. So if you are a woman who takes offense to any truth that a black man is trying to tell you, bitch, you are a problem. It is you that have to die out, bitch, okay? And we in motion. Now, as far as being recycled, because everything is energy. It's no personal attack on you, bitch. You just got to be gutted and rerouted, okay? A lot of you hoes. So, because there's no getting to you, okay? Some of y'all have been through traumas that it ain't no coming back for. And we understand that, all right? So be clear. We love y'all.
So now they got to get black women mad. They got to get black women scared. They got to make black women say, man, this
you,
is an attack on us, that we can't kill these goddamn babies because it's going to hurt black women. People, this is a goddamn shame. People, and let me show you how hypocritical it is. Let's read this. It said black women experience maternal mortality 2 to 3 times higher than that of white women. Let's highlight that. I'm going to show you the hypocrisy of that. Black women can't keep talking about that they gave birth to civilization, but yet you telling me you dying when you have children. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me turn my camera on a minute, because this is where the hypocrisy come in. You mean to tell me the woman that's number one in maternal mortality gave birth to every human race? Let me hit my last button. Black women, they saying about y'all right now what y'all was saying about the white women, that it's hard for white women to have babies and shit, right? It's hard for white women to reproduce. They saying that now about black women. They saying, yo, black women experience maternal mortality 2 to 3 times higher than white women. Well, damn, that's kind of strange when you think about the fact that the black woman says she gave birth to every race on earth with a high mortality rate in maternity. How? How can it? I'm showing you how America double talks. I'm showing you how this damn thing, this shit's a big lie. Everything is a contradiction in a lying-ass country like America with a bunch of babies for adults. Yeah, your ass is a child. Think about it. You know we in an evil time where you got women mad that they can't kill the fucking babies. And all you got to do is put on a damn rubber.
Grown
every
ass
woman
kids.
Out there mad, she's like...
Grown-ass kids, y'all. Grown-ass kids raising...
Many of you
kids.
In the
hold on. Here's what I said.
R.I.P. to the person that I used to be.
R.I.P. Like
to the person that I used to be. Because the person that I used to be can no longer be utilized. Many
all
people
right.
They screw...
That's the affirmation for women, you know. R.I.P. to the entitled egotistical... A woman who loves to keep secrets. Your day in court is here.
Some of y'all serial moms are very upset you can't kill anymore at its inconvenience. Tell the truth why you're really mad. Everything in secret will be revealed.
That was my take on it. You know.
Like shit raw. Ooh, baby, she like it raw. Ooh, baby, she like it raw. Ooh, baby, she like it raw. You know what? She know that she like it raw. She need a different kind of backup plan when it comes to birth of some, what you call that shit, contraceptives or whatever. I don't know the fucking word, but I know what I'm saying. Check this out, right? These women want to fucking... They don't want to use rubbers. They want niggas to skeet in them raw. And they want to be able to kill the baby after the fact.
Wait a minute.
I don't understand this shit because if I was a female, I really wouldn't care about
you
all that. Because
why are you hoes really mad?
To me, it's just gonna make
y'all think it's a
tech.
Hold on, here you go.
Some of y'all serial moms are very upset you can't kill anymore at its inconvenience. Tell
it
the
is.
Truth why you're really mad. Everything in secret will be revealed. So let's
step surely more responsible. If you think about how promiscuous women are and how the woman don't even disrespect, excuse me, how the woman don't even respect her own body. The woman helps the man exploit her sexually. The woman don't even know how much she's worth. And that's because the thing that made women sacred, which was that women give birth to our children and that the female species have a certain love for a child that the man can't give that child. And the fact that you got the females up in arms advocating to kill the children is sad because that's something men do. You would think that you would have a bunch of men out there protesting like, man, no, we want to be able to abort babies. Why? Because men know we like to hit it raw. But we don't really want no be no baby daddy now to some of these chicks we be creeping with. But that's a man, though. Men are dogs, though. But when women out there saying, no, we want it raw, too. see, a man can fuck raw with no consequences. A woman can't. If she don't want no baby, she need to tell that man to put a rubber on. Now, if she don't want to tell him that, and I'm going to tell you, women find it easier to tell the government to let them kill their babies than to tell a man to put a rubber on. Come on now. That's not, you saying we ain't going to take the preventative measure. We're going to take, we're arguing about the after the fact measure. If you are a woman and you committed abortion, I'm not shaming you and I don't want you to feel bad. I'm talking about the women that look at abortion like a gift. There are a lot of women out there that committed abortion and they were young, whatever reason they did it. They don't like what they did. They don't, if you're a woman that committed abortion, but your guilt is eating you up and it's something that you don't like what you've done, and that then let it be known in the chat, because those are the women we respect in the night and giving a pass. But the women that's out here advocate for abortion, I'm talking about some of these women never had an abortion. They, in their mind, they're saying, look, my fast-ass daughter may get pregnant. Well, why don't you raise your daughter right? Let's do preventative. See, we don't got to raise our daughters right. Our worst threat as parents is your daughter getting pregnant when she's very young, especially by some nigga that ain't no good. That's our worst fear as fathers, as parents. And that fear is taken away with abortion. As long as we can kill these babies, I'm not really scared that my daughter is a hoe. Because when my little daughter get pregnant, we just gonna kill her baby. And right there, I don't gotta be a good parent. I just got to be a good protester and make sure I'm allowed to kill these babies. Because I'm not fucking raising them. Because if we was raising our fucking babies, we wouldn't want to kill them. Because if we was raising our children, we would say to ourselves, huh, I don't care about no abortion law. My children getting raised right anyway. My daughter ain't going to commit no abortion. When my daughter gets pregnant, she going to be a mama that's ready to have a family. Same with my son. You know why? Because I'm a good parent. That's why. See, these are radical measures that America takes when we become less than good, less than what we are, should be as parents. And the same approach we take as parents, most adults in America are big old children. So they want the same rights that they want their daughter to have, the right to kill that baby. Because the women that advocating out there, either they some grown-ass freak hoes or they raising some freaks. And it's one and the same birds of a feather flock together. But my whole thing about this hypocrisy is black women, y'all a motherfucking shame if y'all don't stand up and tell America this is not y'all plight. Do not let America speak for you. They got a couple of black women out there talking about, man, black women think this is an attack on us. Don't let black women be the face of we want to kill our babies. The white women want to kill their goddamn babies. People talking about white folks ain't producing like that. Well, they was committing abortion before niggas. Niggas ain't with abortion. Let me play the race card tonight. And I'm using y'all arguments. I ain't saying I'm right. According to niggas, white women were the first to be with this let's kill our baby shit. And black women were tribal, giving birth to all the nations, remember? Right? Black women were giving birth to all the races, while white women was being devils. And what do a devil do? Kill the baby. You mean to tell me, hey, if anybody was first at abortion, if you let the black woman tell it, it's white woman. A black woman wouldn't dare say, oh, we started this abortion shit. They'll quickly point that at the white woman. But then I point right back at the black hoe and say, but you want to keep the abortion shit going, though. You said a white woman was the first one to be with this killer baby shit. If she's first, motherfucker, you last. And it don't matter, goddammit, who the first one to kill a child or the last one. Both of your motherfuckers killed the child. First and last argument ain't going to save you motherfuckers neither. Black women need to quit being trash dummies.
Murder.
How is it that the face of pro-abortion is black women? And then they using a victim mentality to condone the shit. Because we die more when we have birth.
How the fuck
we die more than every other woman having birth but you?
And y'all, please understand that the men are, there is so much shit that we have been trying to tell you black women for the longest. Go Rashada Ali, Vibrations. Go listen to that show. And I mean, it seems like it's an attack because you hoes have not listened in history. I love my mother, baby, but she is like the epitome of the entitled, egotistical woman who you cannot get through to her. You know, there is no penetration, you know, and a lot of y'all gonna have to die that way. And that's okay, just, you know, but here's the thing. You have to listen. Listen, you know, and I mean, listen to how angry how hurt our black men have been over the past decades, probably centuries, you know, you know what I mean? We have been hurt for a long time. And, you know, but nobody cannot touch the woman. Nobody cannot, you know, mama's too grand, you know, to be held accountable, you know. But, baby, that day is over with, honey. So I hope that y'all hoes understand. And if you don't, you're going to find out. And this is universal, baby. It's nothing that we doing. This is going to be a domino universal effect. So your hoes going to either heal or your hoes going to either recycle, bitch. Those are your only two choices.
Gave birth to all of humanity, you stupid motherfucker. I'm tired of hypocritical-ass black folks falling into the agenda, sellouts, playing a role in hurting the people. See, because black women gonna go down in history as the group of women that made it possible for us to keep killing our goddamn babies. And I don't know if you want to get that history on your record, because as of now, the white woman got it. So we trade places now. That's what the fuck we doing now, huh? Let's watch this video, man. Let me let this, anybody on the panel want to interject before we go into the video?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You got it.
Excuse the background.
No problem.
Yeah. I think that, you know, there's a lot to what you're saying, but I wouldn't necessarily frame it that way in as far as what a woman necessarily would want to do with her body, because I look at it from the standpoint of the structure that passed that basically get put in place a law and then took back the law. And I think that this is just a pretext. Not about abortion, not about killing babies, but what the Supreme Court wanted to do is go straight after Brown versus Board of Education. This was just the subtext to the underpinning to say, now that y'all don't have autonomy for your own body, now you ain't going to have privacy rights. Now this whole separate but equal shit don't even make sense. Let's go start taking us back to the 1940s, 1920s. That I don't even think nobody was worrying about who's killing who. That's the thing. I mean, I understand the bigger argument, but I just don't think that was their game. I think their game was a bunch of white men were like, yo, these women are going to be so focused on us dropping this Roe versus Wade stuff. Wait until we drop this. And guess who said it? Clarence Thomas, basically, with his clean ass, was basically like, just wait until we start going after other laws, because what we did here is just the beginning. So that's what I think. I get it, but here's my thinking with what you're teaching is as soon as somebody says, I have power to control your body, they become your God. As soon as a man or any law says...
Now, Damien, let me build with you. Damien, you know I respect your mind, all right? You're a regular round table God over this motherfucker, flat power. Here's where I'm going to spar with you at, and I'm glad you brought that up. When they say my body, my choice, they should burn that slogan in relation to this argument. You know why? In this case, it's not their body. They're making a choice for a new body that just entered the earth. This is a brand new body that is entering the earth, and I believe this brand new body should have the choice. And if women saying that that brand new body don't have a choice, then they don't have a choice. They said, my body, my choice. Why that little baby can't say, my body, my choice? Because guess what they going to say? Well, the baby ain't old enough to choose. Well, let's wait for it to get old enough to choose then before you abort it. Let's see if it want to live or not. Because his body, his choice, right?
I don't necessarily smoke with you on that because I can agree with that alignment. My thing is the way that my mind is set on this is black women ain't committing more abortions than white women are. And I think that there's a psychology in the white community of the white existence of their skin. And so the reality of abortion is that there's more black or colored people sleeping with white women. They have an incentive to keep that Aryan blood, as far as they see it, pure. And so abortion, I reject the number that there's stroves of sisters in ghettos.
Come on, bro.
Going out. I don't buy that.
And I reject this whole black women is leading number one in mortality with maternity. This is another reason what we can say, yo, why do we even trust these people's statistics? Who in their right mind trusts the consensus report? Who really trusts these statistics? At this point, this should prove to us the buffoonery of the statistics that they've given us. Salute, Big Dread, for joining. How you doing?
Peace, fam.
How everybody doing on the call? We welcome everybody to the call. I'm going to play the video, guys, but before I do, if anybody want to interject, y'all can keep going here.
Let me say this.
All right, y'all must be ready for the video.
Yeah, I
want to say something real quick. He had a good point, too, because a lot of this is politics, and a lot of you women are mad because y'all know that this is a political attack and all that. But really, the underlying root of this all is you can't go along, you guys, being serial moms, you know what I'm saying? And, a lot of abortions are justified as far as rape and all this, but a lot of you got a lot, 90% of you hoes are just out here fucking raw, being irresponsible, and you have been serial moms throughout history. I had a resentment toward my mother because she only admitted to one. Other people say that it's two, you know, and she killed my brothers, you know what I'm saying, out of inconvenience. You bitches murder out of inconvenience. You hoes gonna have to eat that. And I hope you hoes know that, you know, sometimes you wonder why your child don't love you or child don't like you. Bitch, you done killed the same spirit that's been trying to come through you. You have killed. You know what I'm saying? The same spirit that's trying to come through you have killed numerous of times. And, you know, your child, you wonder why your child has a secret vendetta and hate for you. Bitch, you tried to kill them so many times. And then they finally manifested.
dumb bitch. Okay? So.
Damn. Know what I mean? So, let's get back to the video.
Different perspective on this whole situation as well.
Salutes to you, Blair. Thank you for coming back, man. You got the floor.
Yeah, so I agree with you that basically at the beginning you were saying it's a treatment, you know, rather than a prevention going on right now. Treating the pregnancy instead of preventing it by just using contraceptives. Like,
yeah.
Why can't we just do that? You want to make an argument so you can do, you're making an immoral argument for immoral behavior, basically. I had to argue with my chick all last night. But by having an argument with my chick last night, I also came to the perspective that this is somewhat of a psyop because everybody is so upset and so tense. I mean, everybody's emotions are all thrown off because on one hand, people are upset that babies are getting killed. And on the other hand, women think they don't have, they're losing their rights because they can't choose to kill the baby. So my perspective is it's almost a psyop controlling everybody's emotions. Because it's always something like this right before it's time to vote for something.
Can y'all hear me?
That's what you have.
I want to say this whole situation is scary to me.
I've done many a podcast on this topic, you guys. Emotional manipulation is big business. Please understand, emotional manipulation is big business. All right, on every level.
They done got to the point where women are numb to death. Because if you think about it, if a man right now plot or plan to murder somebody, that's considered premeditated murder. Now, you have to keep in mind, it's called Planned Parenthood. Plan to kill your child. It's premeditated murder. You're plotting to kill another human being. They're numb to that. That's that. How did we get to a point where women are numb? Women's supposed to be the most caring, loving. It's called motherhood for a reason. Y'all created civilization. And now they got you to become the opposite of that. You're becoming numb to creating, but now you're accustomed to deleting. But I'm going to keep it short like that.
Hey, you know what you made me think about, yo? You know what you made me think about, Big Drew?
What's that?
How would it look if you had a group of men out there advocating for abortion? It'll look horrible. A bunch of men saying, hey, we can do it. You see, it got to be the women. They got to use the, because think about it, like you said, the women are more attached to the child. I don't care what nobody say. Not to say nothing against the fathers. We got fathers on the call. And if you're a father on the call, am I lying that the female got a certain attachment to the children that a man just, we more the disciplinary enforce.
Yeah.
Right.
So umbilical cord is
yeah. Right. So you're gonna have to go through the women if you want to kill the babies. You ain't, because the man going to look like a murderer. A woman ain't. She going to look like a mama who just made a little mistake. You know, give her another chance. But think about it. I got a girl pregnant when I was young. And I ain't going to lie to y'all. She wasn't that attractive. Guess what? I was preaching. She got pregnant. Guess what I was saying? Shit, man, what's up with this abortion? And guess the whole neighborhood was looking at me like, that nigga a piece of shit. All the women was looking at me like, and I'm talking about even women who like me, who was taking up it on some pink power shit. All the women who was even want to holler at me too. And you would think they would be jealous that I got this other woman pregnant. No, all the women came together on my ass, nigga. All the women was saying how these niggas ain't shit.
But guess what? They can come together and advocate to kill the babies, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. That's why I said we living in some scary times because, you know, but at the same time, people have to understand, like, this whole, this, you know, rights is already put in place as an illusion anyway. You know, it's already an illusion. So they're in a lose-lose situation. You know, telling me or anybody with logical sense, like, yo, we're losing our rights. What rights you talking about? Look around you. All the privileges you think you have, they give them to you, and they can take it away. That's just the way. That's the way the system is created. So this is no different from that. But it also does play another role into their agenda. And I agree with the brother Blair. It's also a distraction mechanism that also corresponds with all this chaos. They got people very divided and divisive right now. So they're winning on their end. The only people that are losing is us.
I ain't taking the whales over here. Becky hit me. But I will say this, though. I ain't taking the whales. But I tell you what, though. I've been on both sides. I've wanted an abortion. And
oh, shit. I don't know what happened. Oh, sound, of course. Something happened to that sound, but, you know, guys, there are justifications when it comes to abortion. You know what I mean? Definitely justifications. But you cannot be serial moms and think that, you know, nature. See, we're talking about Mother Nature. Think that Mother Nature, oh, he getting a video ready. There's still no sound, though. When you getting the truth out, there are technical difficulties that happen. So, let's try to play a song. And there's still no sound. Yeah, let me figure this out. And, yeah, there's always a distraction. I noticed something, too. When it comes to, I don't know what y'all women are up to in the background, as far as how y'all think y'all sending out energy and casting back at us black men, because you need to teach us a lesson, baby. Baby, y'all don't understand. That show is over with. Y'all are just going to die out.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that takes this tale will be busy. Business dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, country dogs, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Oh, like that. Why must I chase the cat? Look for the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Look for the dog in me.
You know, one thing I was just observing as I was waiting for that was my sound check, my bad. But you know, a lot of women, a lot of you guys don't listen. A lot of you women don't listen. Then you get upset when someone, you know, calls you out. You know, the reason why women, I have a huge issue with a lot of y'all women with no accountability, and bad shit start happening in y'all lives, and y'all want to cry wolf. Y'all want to cry wolf and dance around the fact that, bitch, you are the problem. Many men are scared to tell y'all the truth, protect thy woman, and all that program bullshit that's been put in place to protect y'all. Now, granted, you know, protect the woman, hold on. Now, I get that. Y'all have to understand that there is a huge imbalance and insanity. And if this goes unchecked, it could be worse for humanity. This is nature doing this, you guys. This has no government. Yeah, there's politics. Yeah, there's anything. But, honey, we have to understand that this is balance and order, bitch. What part? But you hoes are so entitled and so fixed that you can't even understand that Mother Nature is trying to balance, and I'm talking to my mother, you dummy. Y'all have to understand that you cannot keep killing innocent souls and think it's not going to go unchecked. And that's from the universal mother. Bitch, we in order. We in motion, goddamn. You always gonna find out.
I will say this, though. I ain't taking no L's. I tell you what, though. I've been on both sides. I've wanted an abortion, and I've had one of my kids aborted behind my back. So I've been on both sides. So whenever the topic of abortion come up, I've got to cover it. And that's something I've done on my main channel as well. But, yeah, I'm going to play the video now, guys, if you're going to talk about this.
Stop begging.
Whether it's a distraction or not.
Stop begging.
We all here, and we're allowing ourselves to be distracted. So let's have fun, drink a little something, and try to talk some jewels in the midst of it. You know what I mean? So salute to Blair. Salute to all the brothers that just chimed in. And we're going to just play a little. Well, we're going to play the video now. And we'll weigh in on it at the end.
Well, the Supreme Court ruling striking down Roe v. Wade could impact women of color more severely than anyone else. A Duke University study estimates that a complete abortion ban could increase black maternal deaths by 33%. Black women are already 3 to 4 times more likely to die giving birth compared to white women.
Oh,
I want to bring in Kanika Harris from the Black Women's Health Imperative. Kanika, those are some damning stats.
I'm sorry,
and
this is
personal to you. Talk to us about your own experience as a black woman having an abortion and what impact.
Notice how they keep saying black woman.
Absolutely. Thank you for having
me. And then her dumb ass.
I never thought in my 40s that I would be in a situation where I would have to contemplate an abortion. I was married. I had children. Substantial.
They put a dumb ass puppet up there.
In that situation.
Baby,
however,
y'all hoes y'all have lost
and
raising
during pregnancy and
I
delivery.
Mean, and it's not y'all fault.
It was recommended that if I
Which
were to get pregnant
see.
Again, that my uterine wall could stretch so thin from my pregnancies, having 2 twin pregnancies, that it wasn't a good idea for me to move forward with the pregnancy. And despite our best efforts, my husband and I, we found ourselves pregnant when I had 1.5-year-old twins.
I shouldn't be pausing this during the thing.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to let it run out. I'm going to say this. That's what I'm saying. You want the ability for the government to kill babies versus your ass just telling your hubby to put a rubber on.
You know.
Or getting your tubes tied.
Or being responsible, bitch.
There's so many other things other than let's keep the right open to kill these babies.
Mm-mm.
That's a whole nother agenda. And that agenda is the fact. Let me play the video because if I talk too much.
You women, I don't see tunnel vision.
And some trauma.
That's it.
That I would end up in that situation. However, due to my previous pregnancies, due to experiencing trauma and racism during pregnancy and delivery, it was recommended that if I were to get pregnant again, that my uterine wall could stretch so thin from my pregnancies, having 2 twin pregnancies, that it wasn't a good idea for me to move forward with the pregnancy. And despite our best efforts, my husband and I, we found ourselves pregnant when I had 1.5-year-old twins. And we had to make the very difficult decision to pursue that pregnancy or terminate that pregnancy. You know, living in D.C., recognizing that black people in D.C. represent 60% of the population in D.C., but 90% of the maternal deaths in D.C. So
what do you think that is?
It's a lot of reasons. One, it's racism and racist care, both disrespectful care in hospitals. I've gone to two.
And I got to pause it, I'm sorry. But see, if you know that the white man killing black women who having babies, when do black women learn to have their own babies? All in these
Hello.
Third world countries, they
we want to depend.
They have their baby right there.
We want to depend.
We in America think we got to go to the hospital for everything. Why do see, black women can't keep calling a racist card? Which you relying on them.
Y'all have
You're
lost
walking
our way.
In there knowing
order
that this man
to,
got a
order
chance
is
of killing me.
Going
you know
to be
knowledge
is
power. You know how to do everything
you.
When it come to weave, twerking,
oh,
all
you,
this
baby.
Shit. But you don't want to learn how to give birth to your own baby that
you, ain't no
you laid
spell.
On your back and made.
You hold
you laid
ass.
On your back
That's
as a grown, old-ass woman. And you're going to be a big-ass baby. Ignorant to how your body.
You're gonna hurt
and
yourself.
My man got to deliver my baby, and he might kill me, and I'ma still risk my life because
we know y'all black women are doing shit in the background to stop a lot of this shit, or y'all trying to at least send the people energy truth tellers. With me, it's my own mother because it's allegiance. Like it's like you black women have allegiance to one another, and we understand that. But let me tell you something, bitch. It's no spell you could cast You're going to fuck yourself up and your bloodline up for trying to go against nature, bitch. You've been warned.
I'd rather risk my life and let the white man deliver my baby than get the knowledge myself, because knowledge ain't power to black folks, I guess.
Two different hospitals in D.C.
Entitlement and power.
I received disrespectful care where I wasn't listened to. And additionally, it's racism over our life course. You know, from the time we're born to the time we reach reproductive age, there's 20 years of research to show that the stress that we endure because of racist policies, because of trying to overcome and circumvent the system to get terminal disease, to succeed, that weathers our reproductive organs and can put us in higher risk when we're pregnant. Your organization's website says your mission is to lead the effort to solve the most pressing health issues that affect black women and girls in the U.S. So how does the SCOTUS ruling impact that mission? So it just re-energizes us in our mission. We started on reproductive health 40 years ago. So we'll just continue the fight. We will, you know, develop allies and work with our allies, our reproductive other organizations that we work with to continue the fight to make sure that abortion access, it's accessible, it's safe, and we work on it in terms of contraception.
Oh, my God.
I heard.
Trans
baby, I heard.
You know, look, listen, I heard that, and a lot of y'all black women, y'all don't give a fuck how we feel. Our feelings haven't mattered in about a century. So, you know, we done talking at this point. I love how women don't give it, but we gotta keep giving disclaimers because you bitches do all this serial killing, but you hoes are sensitive when somebody tells the truth. But you hoes are serial killers, but you're sensitive when somebody steps on your toes and tell you the truth about you. Okay, bitch. Okay, we got you. We got you, baby.
Man, this shit is so horrible, bro.
Yeah, this shit rough, man. Talking about racism, trying to...
Bro, did they give her the wrong script? Because she...
Nah, that was the right one.
Slow down.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, I already know
what you're about to... the fact that, goddammit, we want to make sure black women got access to the guillotine.
Fucking
you know, like,
reality.
I
mean,
then she brought in racism. But like,
the bitch is a robot.
Well, if you
bitch is a robot, okay?
It has to do with racism. What's
like,
going to stop the racist doctor from
women.
Killing you and your baby when you go to get the abortion? I'm confused.
Yeah, my question.
Oh my God, wrong script. They gave her the wrong script, bro. She read the wrong stuff.
No, that was right.
The way that I see it, Bo Sanchez, my question to her would have been immediately, you know, if she's talking about racism, with the races when they push the agenda, and this Jane Roe lady. First of all, Jane Roe is not her name. That's the name they gave her to hide her as. Because they knew that it was a very controversial decision. Her real name is Norma McCorvey. And she became very, very religious and probably like 5-10 years after the decision was made about this, about the case, she admitted that she had made up. There's a video where they interviewed her and she said that she admitted that she was paid to say that a black man was the one that raped her,
uh-huh.
and that it was all made up, that she was never raped by a black man. The baby she has is white as hell. The baby she has is white as the racist when she went up there and said that the whole purpose of this whole trial was to make sure that they blame a black man, first of all, and to make sure that a law is passed to continue to kill black men.
I actually uploaded that video. It's like less than a minute. I literally found the video he's talking about. He's absolutely correct. It was a lie. She lied. The whole thing was based on a lie.
Like CNN is so none. They had lost credibility years ago. You know, this shit here is just for fun. Me and this panel is doing this to wake motherfuckers up for real. Like, because, you know, people out there really believe in these stats. They really believe in this plight. You got young black women that's like, yeah, you know, that's buying this shit. We need the right to abortion. We need, you know, this is crazy, bro. This is, and you know what else she said that threw me off? Is that she's speaking from a perspective of a woman that's already in her 40s. You know, just women in general, there's risk behind that once you get to that age. That's common damn sense. Number two, she's speaking from a perspective of a woman that already got her kids out the way. She had two sets of twins. You got four kids. You good anyway. Why are you trying to manipulate these? Because you know they're targeting, like, teenagers and young adults to do this shit, not people that already have families that are family-oriented. I hope y'all understand this. I know I say they must have gave this woman the wrong strip, or they just picked her. I don't know. It's
you know what?
They gave her money.
But you know what?
Some groups sponsoring her agenda. And guess what? We already know that the groups that's sponsoring her agenda probably selling all these baby fetuses and shit. See, because to me, these folks that's out here pushing for abortion on a high level like that, it's because they benefit off of you. It's a lot of companies that take these fetuses and shit and make products with them. And I believe, you know, somewhere down the line, you know, they might be sponsoring chicks like this, man, because this shit don't make no sense. But let's finish this, yo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, they do.
To make sure,
yeah, I won't put it past.
Sure that abortion access, it's accessible, it's safe, and that we work on the front end in terms of contraception as well. I want to get to another question about what we heard from Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, and AOC.
Ooh, man, that's something just dropped on my brain, y'all. She said we should work on a front end as far as contraception goes. I said, if we work, ain't that crazy? Because working on the front end would be preventative. That would be saying, listen, let's plan our families like other cultures do. Let me show you something. In other cultures, they plan your fucking family. We may say that's fucked up, right, that they choose your wife for you. But guess what? They ain't got no high divorce rates like us and high abortion rates like us neither.
They
control everything, everyday life. They're trying to do it. No, that's the thing. Arranged marriage is in cultures and people. And what's up, Panda? This Diggy. Thank you for the opening the gate, Brother Sanchez. But, yeah, we're having there, fighter. But, yeah, Planned Parenthood or arranged marriages, I'm sorry, I'm not Planned Parenthood, but arranged marriages is most common in other cultures, you know, for high, not necessarily even hierarchy reasons. It's just how they look at it for things to go. It's only when you see the most, you know, things don't really make sense when it comes to the family thing. If they do, it's a status quo, a classism thing, more so here in America. We already know the reason being, but the deeper reason is, you know what I'm saying, everybody actually needs to start people, you know what I'm saying, because it all ain't shallow.
Yeah, man. And we can't forget about the monetary effects of this, too, as well, because, I mean, it's the medical industry, and if you ban abortion, you lose a whole lot of money. People are going to be fighting to have abortions because that's just a part of the medical industry. And we also live, the medical industry is also treatment, not preventative. So it's always going to be treatment after the fact.
Abortion access, it's accessible, it's safe, and that we work on the front end in terms of contraception as well. I want to get to another question about what we heard from Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, and AOC today. So
another thing,
said he is comfortable.
Like,
we got
to think about the
forcing a woman to carry out a pregnancy. Here is how Congresswoman Alexander. So, Governor Hutchinson, we work on the front end in terms of contraception as well. I want to get to another question about what we heard from Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, and AOC today. So Governor Hutchinson essentially said he is comfortable with the government forcing a woman to carry out a pregnancy. Here is how Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez reacted to that this morning. The state of Arkansas and Governor Hutchinson governs over a state that has the third highest maternal mortality in the United States. 71% of the women who die are Black women as well. This is a state that has 26% child poverty, where one in four children are living in extreme or are living in poverty in the state of Arkansas, and forcing women to carry pregnancies against their will.
I want to fucking punch something right now, man. Let me get through this shit.
Carry pregnancies against their will, will kill them. I want to get your reaction to what we heard her say, and also the fact that many of these states that have abortion bans have exceptions for the mother. If the mother's life is at risk, there's an exception for her to get an abortion. I want to get your take on that as well.
Yeah, it angers me. It's personal because I had to make the gamble of whether I would be here for my own children. You know, as someone who financially supports my family, would I carry out a pregnancy and die and not be here for the children that are here that I have and not be here for my husband and my family?
Yeah.
So those are decisions that are at play when you say that a woman has to carry out a pregnancy that could be extremely high risk that she could die from.
Well, then, if you know that fucking is like Russian roulette and you still ain't telling a nigga to put a rub on, that means you a different kind of dick fiend, my sister. I'm sorry now. I don't give a fuck. Hey, look, your solution
I got
is... that's a crazy argument, bro, to support. Nah, that shit ain't... Nah, bro.
And, bro, all the arguments are based off the minority. Like,
yeah, man,
most of abortions are just like one-night stands, or I didn't like the nigga, or I don't know who the baby daddy is. The lowest amount of abortions are for medical reasons. That's like maybe less than 5%. That's a random ass step.
And I didn't do this podcast for many reasons, but a lot of y'all babies are born out of incest, okay? So we're at a point to where we telling the motherfucking truth, whether you hoes like it or not. Order will be restored. You bitches are in trouble. You have every right to worry. This is nothing I'm doing. This is nothing we're doing as men. This is universal order. You bitches have been out of order for a very long time. Mother has seen how you hoes have been acting in secret in the background. So everything that's going against y'all or y'all feel is going against y'all is balanced in order. So if you bitches can't overstand that, then you're going to have the hardest time. But a lot of these kids, your uncle might be your daddy. You know what I'm saying? Or your, you know, these Down syndrome children, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, baby, y'all have been fucking in these bloodlines and these families and y'all keep fucking. And then y'all be having these abortions and all this shit, baby. The cat is out of the bag. You hoes are in trouble, and I love it. Why do I love it? Because you can't keep any more secrets, bitch. All the shit that you're doing as far as being out of order. Mm-mm.
I'm sure it's not that hot.
Even the other woman who was talking, bro, I swear, this no joke. We're in the Twilight Zone. I don't give a damn what nobody says. This is the Twilight Zone. Because even the other lady I was talking still brought up, started talking about the kids that are here. So what the poverty and what that got to do with the argument? Those kids are here. Why are you using that as a talking point to talk about abortion? Like, what is wrong with these folks, man?
And the
sad part is they're using a phenomena that only takes place in one motherfucking state. One state, y'all.
Yep.
And guess what that proved at the medical facilities in Washington when it comes to child delivery suck. And I said, why don't they address that? Look, she just said, listen, I'm going to show y'all how sad this is. She said that the medical facilities in D.C. are racist. That's why the Black women's maternity rate are so high. Because if the Black woman had a baby in D.C., they're going to kill the Black woman because they racist. So the black woman needs the ability to kill her baby so the white man don't kill her.
Oh, wow.
So why don't we address the racism instead of say, let's fucking give me the ability to kill my baby so the white man don't kill me? Why don't we just address the fact that, hey, man, if what you saying is true, then the solution ain't abortion. The solution is these murderers up here that's killing black women in D.C. Come on now.
They ain't down with prevention. They ain't down with prevention.
Right.
That's too much common sense. That what you just said is just too logical. It makes too much sense. They don't want to hear it.
Because, that's why I said, based on that, Dredd, guess what we got to say? And I ain't trying to drag black women. I come from a black woman myself. I'm saying women in general making this argument, just say that you want the right to have irresponsible sexuality practices. You just want to be irresponsible in your sexuality. You don't want to mature as an adult in your sex life. You still want to be old as hell trying to... I got to go with a stereotype now. I can play that card based on the facts that we just said right there, that they making this kind of argument. So what is it then? If we just debunk that what she's saying is a big-ass excuse, what am I left with just to say, you know what, he's a bunch of hoes, man.
They want that hot girl coming.
Nation. That's the same thing I got against the UFO shit. A small little claimant who said he saw something was abducted. Now it's a reality for all of us. That's how they get y'all, y'all. They want a small group of people to be able to change things on a big scale in the world. That's how they've been doing this shit for years. And I'm telling you, like, yeah, they can use one state, one small, like somebody said, these sisters are the minority, but they want them to pass a law for the majority. Why don't they say this? If you are a woman in a state with high maternity risk, maybe we'll look into the abortion for you in some cases. No, let's just make abortion legal for everybody. Let's have right to kill babies no matter what. You ain't being specific. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what make me think it's just some other agenda with some companies or some powers out there that just want to open up the floodgates to keep it open and make it. The business of killing babies is a real business, man. Like, that ain't waste. That's a business, bro.
And, bro, in the video, the reporter or news lady, she did mention that there are exceptions in these states for these medical conditions and rape and stuff like that. And the lady she was interviewing just skipped all that shit because it wasn't a part of her agenda, you know what I'm saying, to promote this shit. Because if you got exceptions, then there's no fucking argument anymore.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, they didn't mention exactly what the exceptions were for the particular, you know, states and cases or what detail these states either. So, like, you got to research and actually give a damn to want to know more about it.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. This is the part that we got to talk about. How this is a big L for not just, I think it's a big L for black women if they allow themselves to be the face of this shit right here, bro. And I just want to know if black women are willing to take that L. It should be a whole movement of black women, like, because to me, once you go to playing a race card with killing the babies, man, like, that whole video was cringeworthy to me, bro. I ain't even got no words for that shit. I have no words for it. It's so crazy, man. But let me go ahead and go to Rob G. Rob, you got the mic. Go ahead. Welcome to the call, man.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I want to just point a couple things out. First of all, when you said it was a business, it is a business. If you look up online on Google, Planned Parenthood after they do the abortions, it's cannibalism. They eat, they have it in China, it's big in China. They eat the babies after the abortions, and the crates, it's like baby soup, and it costs like $500 just for a bowl of abortion babies. So they're making money off when you pay for the abortion, and then they're making money off the baby that got aborted by making food. Cannibalism,
y'all hold to that. I don't think y'all give a fuck. Y'all just want that baby gone.
One thing, so it is a business.
I know for a fact that a lot of cultures, you know, they actually eat the fucking remains or whatever left when they have. That's why I was saying earlier, this ain't waste. But look, as far as cultures that's eating these remains of these aborted children. But let's talk about how America, no matter what phase that baby in, from phase one to the last one, there are companies paying millions of dollars for this biological material that the women just call it waste. A woman, you know what, these companies be like, we'll pay for your abortion. Your abortion is free.
Now, let me show you how crazy this is, right? You know why there's so many free abortions today in a world where they don't give you nothing free? Because the women don't know that what they are born is valuable. Mm. If you got a five-month-old fetus, that shit probably worth $1 million or plus. This is high, high money for this type stuff. And guess what, y'all? It's up in the hundreds of thousands and thousands of dollars. I know that. And so when they be like free abortion, it's like, look, man, you paid for that abortion. What you calling waste, somebody else looking at that shit like a product, like somebody willing to pay thousands for. And in your mind, it's like, thank you, you got rid of a problem that I had.
Inconvenience. Rid of my inconvenience.
They solution. That's called Hegelian dialectic.
Murder by inconvenience.
Sad as fuck.
Is what it's called.
And then just to see black women play right into it.
Baby, y'all gone.
Black women, let's drop a bomb.
Not all. Come on. Because we love y'all. But you gonna hurt, baby.
And this is one of them pieces.
No, you're not fucking up.
Bro Sanchez, you shouldn't generalize on this one. Because we just said this is a minority.
All black women are not
it's
the same.
Right.
We're not talking to all y'all. We're talking to them hoes.
Right, you know, but it is the thing is, it is something.
Them murder for inconvenience, hoes.
You ain't wrong at all. You still gonna hit the nail on the head, hit it on the head, because that ain't nothing wrong with that. I do what you do, Chef.
For sure. Yeah, the minority is, as far as not saying black folks, this minority of anything, any group is always the loudest. Because people that's about common sense don't even really be yelling or upset about shit. So we got to address the minorities that's making these comments, or else they're going to upset the majority. So, yeah, we on it, bro.
Yeah, it ain't like you just said. It always sometimes be the littlest one in the crowd of class to cause the biggest disturbance.
Like the bully fish.
Like somebody
said that this same chick, though, is an imposter, and said she knows some other shit they brought up with her. But guess what, man? That's what I'm saying. Like, why would I even believe her story? We don't know that lady. All that shit she's saying, man, my husband did this. That sound like some bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on,
shut up. It looked like when she got done with that interview, she got her Hyundai. Yada, 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 yada. With that interview, she just don't know.
Come on.
You feel me? Talking all that talk, but then you feel me? You
talking
you
all that shit, my husband.
You feel me? Only way to the nearest dollar menu. I'm just saying.
We can see straight through y'all men and bullshit. Y'all can't fool all men.
Hey, bro Sanchez. I think the homeboy we was talking about the other day, he'll let you know some of these damn people, they are made.
Right, man. Like, hey, yo, you know what I just realized? The whole time I've been doing the show, my mic button went on. That's why the people was like, your mic is low. How am I shouting in the chat room? Let's do a mic check. But shit, obviously I sound good if they've been listening this long. But yeah, man, we turked up tonight, man. We ain't going, man. Fuck that.
Hey, because I ain't in the mood to just be harping on the, you feel me? I got the track going for real. It's these days, man. That's why I get out of here.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm glad that.
All the way to home.
Look, bro. Now you agree with me now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shoot.
Man, hell yeah, though, but he made me think about that shit. My body, my choice. And now that's my thing, though. That's the debate I want to have with a feminist. Is it your body? That ain't your damn. it's okay. You got the choice over your body. You can abort yourself. But that's what I'm saying. How did the baby become their body? And a lot of women, and I have this debate, I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. A lot of women feel like if it's attached to me, that's a part of my body then. It's my body.
That'd be the first argument. That'd be the first argument.
But, bro, it's almost, this reminds me of a comedian, not Earthquake, but it's another OG comedian. He was having this panel talking about abortion, and his whole thing was like, when a woman is pregnant, quote-unquote, is no longer her body, it's her body becomes something like an apartment, you know what I'm saying, because it's God that done gave her the ability to have a body. It ain't God, I mean, to have a baby. God gave man the ability to have, you know, what we have, and to, when it comes to sex, we do our part, women do their part. End result is displeasure and or fertility. You can have a child, because even if you, you know, have raw sex, not all the time, even when you speak, then she gonna get pregnant. If she fertile or ovulating, getting into the science of it, yeah, it's a higher chance and whatnot. But, you know, not all the time is it gonna be like that. Plus, she gotta be fertile. Plus, the man gotta be fertile. But the whole comedian whole standpoint was that a woman's body, especially if she become pregnant, her body become more so like an apartment, because that's not God's creation. Neither that man nor that woman got the most to say. It's really on God. The divine gonna really say whether that child gonna make it or not, because it can happen naturally. So before a doctor get to say something, and even before a woman realize she's pregnant, things can manifest and happen. So it's never, you know what I'm saying, it's like a certain thing. Just, you know, I was just throwing that little seasoning in there too, because I know we got a lot of listeners that, you know, this is what we do, man. Shit.
No, that's some excellent points, though, man. Salute to the panel, man. Yeah, hey, salute to Resonating Truths as well. Yeah, for sure, sis, you got it.
Peace, everyone. Hope you guys are doing well on the Sunday. I was just listening, and I'm thankful for all these strong Black men supporting Black women and wanting to keep these children. But I didn't see any Black women, and I think it's important for being a Black mother, being a Black woman, to be able to voice my perspective. And again, some may agree, some may not, but it is important to even be able to create life. It's a miracle. It's a magical thing that, quote unquote, scientists really don't even understand how it's done. And for us to be marching for the last 3 summers, don't kill our Black men, don't kill our Black men, to now be in the streets chanting, give me the option to kill this baby. So it's really interesting for me to be witnessing this change. But I remember someone just said, like, they made women numb to the killing, to where they're protesting, don't kill Black men, to now while they're protesting, kill these Black children. So there is definitely something there. However, there's all these different levels to it. You know, people are saying it's distraction from one thing, it's distraction from the other, it's about money, and everyone's at their different levels to where they comprehend this to be. And of course, we all know this is a spiritual battle, and we also know this is the government who do, like, a lot of reverse psychology. So I just wanted to get on the panel as a Black woman and say a lot of the things you all are saying I totally agree with, because, like you said, Sanchez, like, it's not your choice, it's like not your body. Like, you now have another body inside of you, and now you're trying to kill that body because whatever reason. I understand that you might die having a baby, okay? I personally don't know anybody that's ever had that happen.
Right.
I can remember to
that. This is a planned victim. You women are planned victims. A lot of y'all have emotional manipulation down to a T. Y'all know how to manipulate. And con a lot of these men who are just blinded by y'all pussies, you know what I'm saying? Your pussy only got power to a weak motherfucker who, you know, don't overstand the female energy. You bitches have been playing foul for a very long time. And what I want to say is that we got to stop with this black woman shit. Because you, like, we grow when we stop being black, y'all. Black is a fucking program. You are a carbonated being. You have to really understand your essence. So you're demeaning yourself calling yourself a black woman because you are even more than that.
There's so many black men, that's what I'm saying, probably even still now, where they're like, you're not having this baby. Like, nah, I'm not about to do it. Like, there's been people killed, mothers killed, because dad didn't want the child to be born. So for you guys to come on and say, no, this is really wrong, we don't want this to happen, is really powerful. So I appreciate that.
Hey, you know what's crazy, though?
Yes.
A lot of
well,
us got... I'm sorry, Becky, drop it. For my sister Resonate.
Please,
make sure y'all subscribe to Resonating Truths, man. This is an awesome sister right here with good vibes, good energy, and she got a dope channel full of short fire clips for y'all. Make sure y'all sub, yo. And let
yeah,
me just,
I second that sub, Charlie. I second that. Definitely sub that.
Real talk, yo. And let me just say, just to piggyback off what she's saying, to go real with it, some of us guys on this panel actually questioned abortions before when we were young. That's my thing, though. When you're young, you know what I'm saying? Most of the women that partake in abortions the most are young girls that, like you said,
not
clubbing, they have an unprotected sex. They probably
yeah.
have more than
I'm
one abortion.
Boy.
It's damn really fresh dudes to put a condom on or to take a preventative approach because abortion is so easy.
Not
like, I can just boom, a quick pill, a quick boom, you know, and it's free. Somebody will pay for the murder for me.
I heard that
like,
you can order it through a
really
pill
be,
online.
Well, I got to go to college. Well, I just got a good job. Well, you weren't thinking about that when you was fucking raw.
Come on.
Number one reason for abortion is shit like that. It's not because a woman was raped and the rapist got her pregnant or the worst case scenario that this female in the video gave. You know, the one that I just gave, what Resonating Truths gave, keep it real, y'all. Ain't that the number one way of abortion used,
yeah.
man?
Yeah, yeah, bro. When I was arguing with my lady last night, man, I cornered her all the good talking points. And at the very end, she just started saying, well, who do you think going to wear condoms and stuff like that? Like, she was making arguments, like that type of argument.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And then she went straight to, like, what if people get raped or what if I have a medical disease? I'm like, why are you talking about the smallest percentage to make your point?
Your woman are going to be indoctrinated with the feminist propaganda, bro, so don't even be mad at it.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, a lot of cats in the chat feel how we feel, but they probably got to debate their women and their daughters. Because guess what? It's the feminist thing. Like, that's why I said we got to debate that my body, my choice.
Like my mother. Because
the argument going to make a lot of women go that way. Because they saying, look, well, now that's oppression. You telling me what to do with my body. Like, it ain't even about murder or nothing. You saying, if it was your body, right, like in some states it's legal for you to commit suicide. In that state, they saying it's your body, your choice. Mm-hmm. If you want to kill yourself, kill yourself. So if a woman saying, my body, my choice, what you going to do to your body? Or are you saying the baby body? That ain't your choice then. You feel me?
What you're saying, even that mentality, if you kind of think about it, that tell you where she really from. Because you got certain...
I'm
going to
post the link
to
the entire podcast for you guys. I'm gonna post a link in the podcast, but I have to make a phone call real quick, so I'll be right back. We're gonna go ahead and find a song for you guys, but you know, the manipulation, the mindset, the imbalance, all of the imbalance that women have been getting away with for so long has come to an abrupt end for you guys. And,
All right, guys, I'll be right back. I've never heard this song, but let's see. Back to it. We got about an hour.
So they ain't gonna really put themselves in no position to be in that type of predicament. I mean, God willingly, you know what I'm saying? Even though life is what it is, but for the most part, that women, that mindset, like you're saying, Bro Sanchez, that my body, I can do what I want with it, you know what I'm saying? That type of mindset for a lot of women, if they thinking like that, it's not in the sweet spirit, a holistic type of way of understanding what their body is and what it truly means and the power that it has. A lot of them thinking, this is my body. I can do what I want with it. I can trick it if I want to. I get fuck who I want to. Who I want to. Like, that's why they really thinking.
Fuck who I want to.
There it is.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's what.
Man,
come
man,
on now.
You know how I do, bro. Come on, man. Come on. I'm so blow with it. Dang, I got the knowledge and I got the giggles for you. I'm here.
Hey, let me say something, Diggy. I'm on the on some real shit. I'm finna say something on some real shit. I'm on a recruit mission, man. I'm looking for some brothers I can do
show with, man, a normal show with it. Guess what? That shit gonna pop off. That shit, people like that in it, that camaraderie energy, the different vibes, man. So look, we're gonna keep that in the works, bro. Hell yeah, but
hey,
yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to just tell you my email so you can tag me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just get in touch with me when you want. Biggie1D at Gmail or Yahoo, whichever best for you, bro.
I'm writing it down.
Yep, Biggie1D, D-I-G-G-1, number one letter D, at Yahoo and or Gmail. I got both of them.
I got you. I got you.
But yeah, bro, that's just the real spiel, bro, and ain't no people for that spiel, my nigga. So that's just like for real, bro. Like, and I speak that too, cause I ain't like, some, you could tell a lot, man. It almost reminds me of that ODB clip when he had an interview, and I think it was like on MTV or something like that, and they like brought up somebody's kids or something, and like it was like, so what's on birth control, and he got the trip or not, like birth control, all right, birth, and he kept repeating it, but it's like it was, if you really thinking now, if you beat, it's something so much more he wanted to say, and all he could really say was, hey, listen, I love you, I love my kids, I got kids, y'all strap it up, like he tried to just put it, presented it as an infomercial. But it's almost like that quiet before the storm. Like, he had to be quiet because we living through the storm, dog.
Yeah, man, I'm glad I corrected myself, too, bro. I ain't going to generalize this one no more. Black women forgive me, mama. I'm sorry, because my mama didn't abort my ass.
Hey, but look, it's not even the abortion on the trick they're doing.
I mean,
like when we're dealing with our population,
with that.
They're trying to
let me tell you something.
Death rate, so they can keep that easy.
I understand loving and respecting our parents and all of that and the mother, but what I have seen in history is that a lot of us get timid and we get, you know, we get in this fearful energy when it comes to disrespecting mama or the woman and all of that. Baby, mama has not been held accountable for so long, you know, and this is it's a lot of shit that's coming back on her ass because it's imbalanced. So, you know, not all of us have the same type of mother. Some of our mothers were not meant or really truly fit to have kids, but they had them anyway. Or were they fit? You know what I'm saying? Was it a greater order that was destined that was even above them? My whole point is you don't owe your mama shit, okay? So just get that clear. All respect, but you know we don't have our tail between our legs when it comes to mama, you know, and with her and her bullshit. Nah, fuck all that.
Or make it less of. So, like, when instead of the abortion is not the thing that's fucking us over, it's the birth control. When they put that thing in the little daughter, or, you know what I mean, it makes them unable to have more than two kids. If they wanted to have more than two or not, they implicated this on the baby bloomer years. Remember the baby bloomers?
So there's
when
another thing.
We got
that
like
we're not
nine
talking about.
Two uncles from grandma. They took that away. So now the average now for anybody is three kids at the maximum. So they done give us. Listen, bro, I'm telling you something.
Oh my God.
They took it from you having seven aunties to two aunties. So now they done took five births out of each household. Now, mind you, black people was the people that had all these kids. Now, they wanted to control that number, so the population control is cutting your black ass in half. But go ahead. Y'all got it.
Hey, let me say salute to Sir Drop and to Todd 916. Whenever you want it, you can just unmute my bro. It's a casual night.
But check this out, guys. Some K Paper Chase, I've been reading your stuff. I've been scrolling through the chat because I like to be a balanced guy, right? Hey, salute, Sly Sleepy. How you doing, bro? Welcome back, my brother. How you doing?
What's up, y'all? I'm chilling right now. I'm going to put myself on mute a little bit. I'm still watching these BET Awards, taking some notes, trying to do this the right way this time. Y'all know how
I
go.
I didn't even know the BET Awards was on tonight. I'm tripping.
Yeah, they had some alien stuff in there. They had some transgender, some LGBT stuff in there.
Thank you for telling me. You know I got to do a fucking review on it, bro. I'm going to go and check it out. See, I be under a rock, man. Salutes for that.
Yeah, I was too, but you know, my mama keep up with all that stuff, so you know,
you gotta stay on the
way.
Yeah, to see what they got some alien shit. That's crazy, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, hey look, let me say to K Paper Chase. K Paper Chase said that what if the baby is deformed? What if that baby come out and it's got four arms, three legs? You know what I'm saying? Or it's a handicapped child. So let me tell you what you're doing right now, K Paper Chase. You're a fucking eugenicist and you don't even know it. You are a eugenicist. Eugenics want to get rid of all handicapped people and old people. Let me show you what eugenics want to do. Eugenics want to erase the world from handicapped people, old people. Did this because you might think I'm lying on children. Yeah, that one too. And guess what? People who they think got low IQ. They saying the only people should live on earth are the fit, the elites, if you had a certain, you know what I'm saying? So they're saying preserving the best genes, the best genetics. That's what a eugenicist is. And I don't think that a nigga like Warren Buffett got better genetics than my cousin, who was a retarded nigga all his life. Because my retarded cousin ain't done nothing but help people. My retarded cousin, he might not got them all, but that nigga love, he loves, he helped you. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, but a guy who's a eugenicist may be so smart, and he's killing women and children all over the world, funding genocide. You one sick. You telling me that a dude in a wheelchair don't deserve to live their life? But a dude who's standing up with both of his legs, killing motherfuckers every day, poisoning them, deserve to? You're falling into the eugenics agenda. That's what you're doing. You mean to tell me if the baby got this or got that, guess what? Most of us would have been aborted, dog, if we want to talk about deformities, because deformities ain't all physical. They mental, too. And the average black motherfucker was born. Nigga, don't even make me go there. Don't even make me fucking go there. Because this is what the eugenics is saying about black folks, why your ass should be aborted, too. Because you deformed. Look at them. Look at the way they act and talk. And look, that's, they deform mentally. That's true. That's what you're saying. You're a eugenicist and you don't know it. Be careful what you wish for. You don't know whose agenda you're serving. And you need to look in the mirror and think about the shit that you advocate for while you try to sound deep and smart. Nature allowed these so-called deformities. You mean to tell me that you wouldn't be subscribed to Brother Sanchez if I had six fingers, my dude? So because Brother Sanchez would have been aborted in his world, because I would have came out with six fingers, no more lectures and knowledge, because I had six fingers, I'm deformed. Quit making excuses for why you should kill some motherfucking body. K Paper Chase. And you my dude, though. I ain't gonna lie. Salutes to K Paper Chase, though. That's my
hey,
dude. It's all good.
The ironic part about it is I was born with six fingers, right? And my mom was born with six
laid the eyes on the other side. But when I looked into the research of that, they say the six fingers come from the slave master making it basically incest. The slave master making the son have sex with the mom or the cut. You know how they was breeding motherfuckers, so they say. So when I was doing my research, they was saying that six finger come from inbreeding and shit. I didn't like the answer because I had six fingers, but I ain't found another one. I've been studying this shit for probably like 2 years, and that six
low battery
for the phone, they got to tie a string around it, like, and well, never mind, that is a side bar.
Hold on, let me say something real quick, though. To Kelly, in fact, he said worse than what I said, and I'm just actually saving him. I can repost this hand.
And then with this one, I kind of like wanted the kid, but then you can't make her keep it. But she was just scared that I was like not going to be around and shit. She ain't, just ain't want the responsibility type shit. And I only came off of half the money because, like, I participated in the act, you know what I mean? But, like she just went and did it, though, and it wasn't no stopping her type shit. It was going to happen regardless, you know what I mean? Just gave it away type shit. I don't know, man. It's weird now. All of this shit is, like, illegal now.
Man, that's just part of the mirage of the matrix. This Diggy, I was just going to add just time. I was
Diggy, let me say something real quick about women, and it's going to be quick. This is important real quick. Watch this. Long time ago in medieval times, women were having 20 children per family. Matter of fact, I ain't even, why the fuck am I going all the way back to medieval times? Somebody should have corrected me on that. This wasn't too long ago when women was having, right, thank you, I'm tripping. Right, so long time ago, women were having all these babies, and that was a status of health at that time. That was a badge of wealth, right?
But
true. Now let's go all the way back in history, Diggy, right? The fucking powers that be was going around killing babies. Like in Egypt, they killed all the first son. Like in China, they killing babies too, right? So
that's America, they all over.
Right, and the women was fighting like to stop killing our babies. We free to have as many babies as we want, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now let's fast forward time a little bit, right? They gave these women, after the feminist movement, when women start entering the workforce, that's when women start having a lot of abortions. That's when the abortion game took off because a lot of young women was getting pregnant before they could enter the workforce, and they were saying, listen, man, I got to kill this baby. I haven't even entered the workforce yet. You get my drift? You see now?
Right.
It was the whole feminist movement that women being goddamn workers versus reproducers and creators of life. And the woman fell right into that agenda, and she doing it right now. The woman fucking went from saying, stop killing my babies, let me have as many as I want, to let me work like a man and let me kill my baby because this baby's stopping me from getting my bag. Now, check
this
out.
They even had the poster of the woman with the red bandana and the blue jean, short suit, flexing the arm, you know, with the curly shoes and the like, you know, pro-woman type shit. Yeah.
And it's just crazy today that the women fighting to kill the babies, when you rewind time, they was fighting to be fruitful, to have a baby. And what's crazy, a lot of these pro-abortion groups will be Christian women, and they Bible told them to be fruitful. But yet they out there advocating for abortion.
That shit expensive. To me, if you can afford that, right, they be charging like $1,000 for that shit, bro. Like, off the, and motherfuckers be going through that shit multiple times. Like, it don't even, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's easier to just, like, go through with than to, you know what I mean, fuck with your body like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's going through dramatic changes just to, like, stop mid-process, you know what I mean, and then kill a baby or whatever. But that's just me, though. I don't know. No.
Well, look, somebody in the chat room, right? Well, no, Cake Paper Chase keep trying to give me smoke, right? And this can't be a dude, man, because you keep missing the point. This dude said, no, she is saying, let me have a choice about my body. I'm saying I don't care about the woman having a choice about her body. I want her to have a choice about her body. But the baby's body is not her body. If the baby's body is her body, why the father don't have a choice in abortion? Now I'm finna mop the floor with you.
Yes. And why she only think about her body after she get pregnant? She's like, she don't give a fuck.
No.
It's all said and done. But once the baby in there, it's like, oh, no, I want my choice to get rid of this motherfucking man. But you should have thought about that before you did what you did, letting somebody nutting you or whatever the case. You know what I mean? Or no, it's not. You know, it's, no, listen, bro. The point bro just said is it's not no longer just your body. You're sharing a host now. It's not your body once you have another body in you. There's two bodies. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if there's two bodies, how you get the decision and the man don't?
That's what I'm bringing up, Drop, and we're going to talk about that. And something else that Paul Ferrante said that's interesting, that them banning abortion don't help the depopulation agenda. Well, guess what you got to realize, though? They can. This don't mean that they ain't going to be able to depopulate. Because check this out, right? Think about it. All these goddamn babies that's coming out today, guess what? These are the ones on demon time and gremlin time. Think about what these folks doing. Let me show you what's going on. Listen. Let me cook something real quick. All the years they was allowing abortion, that was during the generations where they said they wanted to prevent the rise of a Messiah. See, all these generations that they've been letting the women commit abortion, they was hoping they can catch a nigga like Brother Sanchez at the abortion table, and I would have never been here. They was, see, during our time, we were certain, and now this is where I get my reach on, but I don't think I'm reaching because I'm going with astrology.
No.
The way the stars were, right, the way that the stars was aligned during 80s babies, 70 babies, our generations and shit, bro, we the Messiah generation. If you look at these young kids today, the chances of a fucking Messiah rising up out of their generation is so small. Bro, it's like they closed the portal when the bright minds was being coming onto the earth in high numbers, and then they said, well, look, most of the children that's being born now, they serving our agenda. Let's quit this abortion shit, right? Because most of these children that's being born, they like the zombie apocalypse. They working for us today. But why are we killing our own souls? Why we killing these kids and they saying they don't have, these the generation on the demon time? Why we wanted to abort the angels, not the demons? I'm on some other shit now with it. Because guess what? Why would these folks think about it? They the gods of the earth, so to speak, meaning they decide when we live, when we die, when we gonna fuck and have babies, and when we gonna make music to make you not fucking have babies. And whenever they making us produce life, that life don't turn out to work for on our behalf. It turn out to be serving their agenda, bro. Like, if you look at even our generation, man, like, the infrastructure we done set as a barrier for these folks is crazy. Like, if you rewind time all the way back, the ancestors get more and more rebellious, and the future generations get less and less rebellious and more integrated in the system, arguing at the old heads, man, that shit you saying washed up. That, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm trying to tip you, but I think I'm making some valid points.
You're right, bro. The newer day, the 9 day so-called whatever we want to compare to, like you just say, the older heads is soft. Because it wasn't too, it was real regulating back in the day. So when it was on the political scale or whatever, things was actually being done, or there was a certain level of fear amongst those, you know, trying to actually let, you know, people, in regards to power, it was actually things being done, bro. It's a lot more talking, and going on, even in the workforce, bro. And truth or die, if it's on the macro, it's in the micro. Even in the workforce, you got supervisors who ain't supervising, managers who ain't managing. Folks just on the clock doing their thing, making money because off face, they feel like they in they right in proper position. That don't help nothing in regards to the business. That don't help nothing in regards to the work day. That just help them make money without doing nothing. Everybody else who work under them, guess what? You got to go home with a sweaty, stink-ass shirt with minimum pay, and you stressing because you trying to figure out why in the world I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to still have a job next week.
Hey, that is
great. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, no, I was listening to what you saying, man, and I'm looking at the chat room, too. And, you know, I'm thinking about a bunch of shit. And you know what? Sister Sarada, salute to you, Sarada. You said some deep shit, right? She said the VAT children are the future. Now, in relation to what I was saying about why they would allow these batch of children in this generation to, they don't want no abortions no more. But think about it. They also want all of us jammed up. So they, to me, this make a lot of sense what Sarada's saying. Why would they kill the fucking product that they trying to manufacture? If this vaccination going to give birth to a whole new generation of type of humanoid. You know, like, my generation of men are different than my great-granddaddy because we had certain vaccinations in our generation that my granddaddy and them didn't have. Science even says that men are getting smaller and smaller every generation. And we watched a movie called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Now, I know I'm reaching. But I'm saying science said, think about that. When I read that article, I was like, bro, we've been robbed about what reality is. The fact that when you look at ancient men, no cap, every motherfucker buff on some Amistad type shit. Look at modern men, we start shrinking, bro. It ain't, and so much so that all men want some NFL, NBA type shit at one point, bro. That was the normal shit. Now, check how crazy this is, though. They've been manipulating and tampering with genetics and all that for years, trying to, this is like the island of Dr. Moreau, breed different type of, we ain't even really human today. We're hybrids. We're a mixture of technology, AI, synthetic, CRISPR technology, and the original human. Our generation, we ain't really considered all the way a natural human. They even call us Generation X, like as X-Men, the mutants. Yeah, we are mutated humans. And it keep mutating. And this generation that we see today, look at what they music sound like and how they act and shit, bro. And imagine 50 years from now when they have children. So it's like, at some point, they got to make you abort your babies because y'all overproducing too much. At some point, okay, man, we need to quit with the abortions because we want to see what kind of children they're going to have after the jab, post-jab. Like, what kind of mutants come out of those wombs of those women that's got all their boosters? To me, this is a whole fucking... It's experiment, bro. And I'm
thinking
it is. Did y'all already go in a direction of like if they can tell us, like if they can make laws forcing us to, you know, with our choices with our women, and they can easily make laws forcing us with the gap? Y'all going in that direction already?
Hold on, before we go there, I just, and please hold that thought, bro. Please sleep it, hold that thought, bro. Bring it right back up. I just need 60 seconds, bro. If anybody has worked retail before, then you will know by when the store needs to zero out. Okay? When you have to zero out your store, that's when you technically have to do your inventory and account for all that you got that's going on. But in certain cases, when you zero out your store as a retail company, certain times you might be trying to zero out so you can pay your last tab to your outside third distributor and only start paying your in company, because then you can start only manufacturing and putting up your own stuff like a mass manufacturing retail company, Walmart. They're everywhere. Great Value, that's Walmart brand. When Great Value is on the shelf versus Lay's chips versus all these other brands, that's when they not only zeroing out these other brands to get them off the shelf, but they zeroing them out so that they can give them their last check and put their own product on and make the most money off of their own vaccinated type, this is our type product. We gonna make the most profit off of this type of situation. I'm closing that part to open the door to say that what I'll piggybacking off bro, what Bro Sanchez was saying is, if you look at it on a grand scale, yeah, this big America picking America zero or not. The retailer makes sales, and that thing, like you just said, if they looking only at those who done got jabbed or whatever, okay, well, now y'all only want the Great Value version, because this is now the Great Value version of America. This is not the American who wants to know it to be for the brave and the bold and all that stuff. This is not a greater value. So you have to be the greater value. Can't be old school, ain't baby, knowing things, knowing how to dig dirt with the shovel, or just add one plus, you know, everything on the digits. What we tell is to tell you is to be, and you're going to get an upload every 3 days. It's going to be so different that you just got to be involved and want to know the video as a program versus what life is really about. Type of zeroing out. That's just, if everybody ever gets that, I'm all that.
And no, you're right, bro, but the food, like, they altering the human, right? But Aldi's do the same thing. Like, if y'all got an Aldi in y'all neighborhood, that's all they brand. That's exactly what you're talking about. But what they also doing is they altering the... Oh, dude, you got a question. Let me say this one thing, because there was somebody right before you that had a question, but I want to tell y'all that the reason we're mutating, because you are with your eat. So they've been throwing little doses in, like in the 70s. They add more GMO in the 80s, more in the 90s. 2022, now our body can actually digest this shit, so they going full go with it. Because if it's not edible, your brain won't even eat it, right? Now, if we fed the people in 1975 the food we got now, like if you buy a peach, right, it tastes like an apple in the day's age. Back then, it tasted like a peach. So now the brain, the taste buds, and the body done adapted to the GMOs. So now we can eat it. If we try to give it to the people in the 70s, they taste buds wouldn't even eat it. It wouldn't even register because they haven't mutated. But yeah, I think Dude had a question on another angle. So
hard. Like, God gives us to choose. You know what I mean? So, like, if you can make a law to, you know, ban women's choice of what to do with their body, it's almost like you can make a law to, like, keep it in a jab. You know what I mean? I just want to see where people go with that. Is it worth playing that game? Is it one of the same things? You know what I mean? And then I got some other stuff, some other areas, too. But, yeah, if anybody
Sleepy, you saying, they shouldn't have a choice to say whether we can or cannot, either way, right?
Yeah, like, it should be more of an education thing instead of a law based thing, because if you make it a law, it's kind of like dictating what we the people do with our human bodies, and then and why would it stop there, you know what I mean? Like, why not? But other laws are going to take, especially if people deem it to be right, as far as their religion goes, or as far as, like, public safety concerns, you know, what's the word? Social justice, or, like, you know what I mean? You know, those
I think it's more of a... My bad, bro.
No, you good. You good.
I think it's more of a, like, so, you got to have some type of regulations in a society. Like, for example, you can't have just a company that produces some type of drink, and they put whatever the fuck they want to in a drink to make it cheaper, and you don't know that. And you drink it, and you get poisoned. So there has to be some type of regulations on every thing we do in a society.
Hey, let's see how long we got.
And we just can't get around that. So, I mean, unfortunately, it should be regulated.
I'm feeling this conversation, y'all. I'm loving it.
Okay. Let me chime in, because to ask you a question, I was hearing you ask a particular question. But for what you was asking, it's almost like a no.
It's great to have the men being able to be listened to now. You know, I come from a bloodline where a bunch of headstrong women, you know what I'm saying, nobody really listened to respected the man. The men were always drunks. And, you know, there was an underlining vendetta and resentment toward men. You know, I feel my mother never really truly liked me. You know, she probably loved me just because she had me. You know what I'm saying? But, and I'm not crying over spilled milk, y'all. I have done my healing. I'm working through my healing. I choose not to have her, you know, in my life and on my journey anymore. You know what I'm saying? For my protection and my sake, because, you know, a lot of women don't mean anybody any good, not even themselves a lot of times, and they're only takers and users. You know what I'm saying? And the age for that woman is pretty much gone. You know what I'm saying? So many have to just recycle because, you know, it's no coming back from that. You know, it's no coming back from a lot of the underlying resentment, you know, and then you take it out on your sons and you take it out on, you know, people who truly had good intentions for you and truly love you but are not going to take any more of your shit. You know, so just women, just be mindful about what you are doing. And, you know, you bringing a life into this child. Again, most of y'all women, a lot of y'all women are not fit. You know what I'm saying? My mother had me. She got lucky, but a lot of y'all are not really fit to be good mothers. So, but are y'all? You know what I'm saying? Are y'all, though? Because, see, a lot of y'all, my mother, she was a good mother. You know, she is a good mother. Let me start speaking about her in past tense. She, because, baby, when I say I'm done, but, you know, this is just real. And I got through this, you guys. So I'm proud of myself for getting through this podcast because I had a lot of underlying anger toward my mother that I'm healing from now. But men, even if you're healing from a toxic mother, you know, just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, be yourself. You know, you don't have to kill her or beat her up. You know what I'm saying? But, and I know a lot of y'all want to, but, you know, that balance is going to be key. And I'm working through my shit. No, I'm on now, actually. Last hour, hold on, let me see how long I got. is it even worth to call him? We got 32 minutes. You know what? I'm going to do a part two. Yeah, because my co-host, he want to get on here. Yeah, let me do. Let me end this show. I love you guys. I'm going to end this one, and I'm going to be back. I'm going to be back with part two in just a minute. That's how we're going to do this here. We're going to get all of it in. So let's go ahead and do part two. He wants to come on, Brother Eternal. He's doing a lot of traveling, but women, healing is the order of the day, you guys. All right? All right.
Beautiful mess, and sometimes it gets out of control. But the beauty I see in you is worth more than diamonds and gold. I never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. But life gave me water, I took my time to shower your soul. I hope flowers would grow. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. I stay by your side through the highs and moderate lows. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you water the seeds of pain with love, flowers will grow. Whatever you choose to do in life, play a positive role. Always chase the sun and sunflower your soul. I've never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. The beauty I see in us is worth more than diamonds and gold. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. When life gave me water, I took the time to shower your soul. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. When life gives you water, help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow.
You know, women, life is going down. It's all not happy. As a woman, you should always think that you get to be.
Life gives you water. Help her grow. Help her grow.
All right. All right. okay. So part two, you guys. The link is going to be in the show notes as well, to part two. But I'm going to go ahead and go live so he can come in. All right, guys.